And now, live from New York, the Alan Berg Show, and here's Alan.
Thank you.
Booms and hisses.
Well, I see I'm really wanted. We have them back, folks. Yes, the Howdy Doody Dropouts here. Peanut Gal. This time, I'm going to turn the show over to them. They're going to plug in. Roll out of this system. All right. Take over. Come on. Plug. Make all the noise you want. Get out of your system.
Okay. Thank you. My first guest on this lovely show of mine, and also brought to you by Soundcraft Tape.
Who's your dentist?
Please, in the gallery, shut your mouth, please. We have good prizes today. My first guest, I met him in the boys' room in the Port Authority. I'm talking about the one, the only, Mr. Dick Richards.
Mr. Dick Richards.
Thank you.
I met you in the boys' room. What's that in the background? It's my guest. You have respect for him. You understand, you people? Well.
Hey, he looks like Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Yes,
you want to talk about my father. Mr. Richards, do you mind if I call you Dick? No, first, no problem. You are authority on birth control.
Yes, yeah. I am.
You written any books lately?
Yes, I've written three books.
Three books?
Yes. One's called Sex and the Single Elephant.
The Sex and the what?
Single Elephant.
The Elephant. And the second book?
The Pill and How to Use It. If you don't have a rubber, use a sock.
Very good books. I hear they got number one and number two ratings. Mr. Dick. Wait a minute. I know I have a question there. A guy with blue head. Just wait a minute. Mr. Dick, tell me.
Mr. Richard.
Were you, about the blackout in New York City, about the blackout, tell me about that blackout. I mean, I hear that, the birds...
Through my studies, I have found that after the blackout in New York City, 9 months later, births increased 100%.
Why the blackout? What did that have to improve? What did that do?
The niggas moved.
It helped the surroundings a little.
Thank you. I see there's a question. Man with a blue head, please step up. And what is your name and where do you come from, please?
I do not have a blue head.
Well, it looks blue from here.
It is red, and my name is Mr. Red.
And where do you come from, please?
Redsville.
And what is your question to Mr. Richard?
Which publishing company published those books?
Which one?
Richard Tregaskis and Company.
That answer your question, Mr. Red?
Thank you. Your name?
Mr. Dick.
Oh, Dicky.
I have a very nice audience, people. They do get a bottle of birth control pills when they leave. So that's what the prize is for the peanut gallery and the audience for out there. I'm glad.
Thank you,
Alan. Thank you. Enough of that, please. Ooh. And are you married? Are you married, Mr. Richard?
Yes, I'm married. I have two children.
Two children?
Yes.
Just two. And you're authority on birth control?
Yes. Oh. Peter is 14, and one Tamina is 13.
Oh.
And I use them for my studies.
Studies?
Yes, my research in birth control.
You use your own children?
Yes, why not? They're cheap.
It's cheap. I see a nice Negro waving his hand. What is your name? Where do you come from, please?
I got it.
Tony Discoli, from Italy.
Oh, yeah?
You come from Italy, the other side?
Yeah, the other side of Italy.
The other side of Italy.
Yeah.
What is your question, please? Mr. Dick, shut your mouth.
I'd like to know what Dickie, that's your name, Dick. Do you approve the use
you
of...
You sound like Puerto Rican.
Motherfuckers.
Whoa! This is a fun show. Please, Mr. Discola.
Hey, play that back.
Do you approve in the use of the pillar?
Oh, definitely. There can't be any fun without it.
Definitely.
Do you always use the pillar?
Not me, you idiot. What does your mother teach you?
Hey, that's
right. Mr. Discola, anything else, please?
No, that's all.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Discola. Mr. Richard, do you intend to writing any more books?
No, I think I'm going to make a film.
Oh, a film? Well, this is up my alley. Think you can use a nice, good-looking man like me?
I doubt it.
I asked Mr. Richards, not the audience.
You're going to have to get the hair out of your mouth.
Oh, hey, now, Mr. Richards. Now, I can take insults. I can throw insults right back, you ball-headed
dude. Go ahead, Alan, let him have it. Look what
your feet are on
you
back.
Giddy.
You have a plastic one.
You're a Jew.
You have a plastic.
How do you know?
You got a.
Look who's talking, Wiggy himself.
The audience will just keep quiet. Another question? Who are you, please?
I'm Mr. Boxman.
Mr. Boxman, and where you come from, please?
From Clifton, New Jersey.
Clifton, New Jersey. And what is your question to Mr. Richard?
Mr. Richard, alias Dick Richard. I'd like to know how your movie is going to get past the censors.
They're the cast.
No, I don't think they'd do that.
They already agreed to it.
I doubt it.
When they heard the parts they were going to play, they did.
No, they didn't.
Another question. Excuse me, Mr. Boxman. You just sit down and chew your LSD. What is your name and where do you come from?
My name is Joe Bednarz.
And where do you come from?
I come from Sea Caucus, New Jersey.
And what is your question? What is your question, please, Mr. Bednar?
Are those so-called pills government inspected?
Audie, Mr. Richard.
Dickie.
Yeah, LBJ inspected himself.
Yes, that's how they have little pigeons around their coop. That's just a birth joke. Like that, fans?
Another question.
Mr. Bednar?
How many does the normal person take a day?
Yeah, how many pills does the normal girl take a day? Mostly girls.
Does your mother teach you?
Well, I'd say about...
Wow! Go ahead.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'd say about 18 a week.
18 a week, please.
18 a week?
Yeah. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Oh, it's great to have you. You're lovely. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Boxman, you have another question?
Yes, I'd like to know if your pills have the good housekeeping seal.
Duty had the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yes, of approval.
Oh, yes, definitely. Wouldn't sell them without it.
That answer your question, Mr. Bob. Another question. Boy, a lot of questions there. What is your name? And where do you come from?
My name is Mr. Doglass.
Mr. Doglass?
Rat.
Rat. Oh! I couldn't pronounce your name. I got something in my tongue. I'm in Toronto Studio, brace face metal
mouth.
Like
a dog.
Where do you come from, please?
White Plains, New York.
White Plains, New York. What is your question?
At what age do you suggest taking the pill?
What age, Mr. Richard? What age should they start, the young ladies?
The pill. I'd say from about... Watch it, Harry. I'd say from about 21 to 48.
21 to 48.
At any earlier age, they might not be effective.
Oh, yeah?
You could have a little kid.
Isn't 48 a little old?
Isn't 48 a little old?
Well, it depends. Walter Brennan's old.
He takes birth control pills? Does he, Mr. Richard?
No, his wife Beulah does.
Another question by Mr. Boxman. Looks familiar. Yes, this is Mr. Boxman. I remember the name, but I don't forget a face.
What about,
certain
kids, girls, like about 14 and older, that want to have some fun?
Yes, Mr. Richard. Will the pill be affected on them? Now, I know some.
No,
I mean, they're on my block someplace.
Excuse me. I don't think the pill would be too effective because I think that a Trojan would be much more of better use.
Those are big words. Could you understand them, Mr. Boxman?
No.
In plain English, they won't work, you Jew. I know Boxman speaks Italian. Listen, just because you, Peter Gary, pulled the same stupid trick on me, you ain't gonna pull the same trick. Yeah, well, you ain't getting season tickets after my series that's number one. Yes. Come up here. Get up here. Get up here. Come over here. Tell me your name and where you come from, you bald-headed janitor, you.
My name is Mr. Buffering. What nationality are you? You're so cool.
You got an expedition?
I am communist. I am communist. That's what I am.
Oh,
Russian.
Oh,
yay!
Who are you? So you like that? Where are you? Hungarian? You don't come on my show and ask me questions.
You dirty punk!
You just walk out of this room, Mr. Buffering.
You make me.
You just get right out. You bald-headed janitor, you.
I'm from that
Come on, get that out!
Beat it!
Oh, I'm gonna pull my wing off!
Oh! I'll get the FCC after you.
Yeah,
you get the door.
Take your seat.
I'll get the CIA!
Just take your seat. Mr. Buffering, please take your seat.
You give me a headache.
Please take your seat. I have a guest here. I have a guest in my living room, and I'm trying to entertain him. We are on radio, Mr. Buffering. Will you please kindly shut your big fat mouth, please? I ain't mocking out your nationality. I just made a comment about the Jews. Now, please. I have a guest, and I entertain him in my living room. So you just sit down. You listen. I ain't mocking out the Jewish people. They're great people. I married them.
I doubt it.
I'm sorry. I met her in a bagel house. I'm sorry. You just sit down, Mr. Buffer.
Shut
up. I'm entertaining my friend, my guest. Now you just shut your big mouth.
You give me that such a headache.
Now, Mr. Richards.
Why did you say in my face?
About the books. About the films. Excuse me. I'm a little upset. About the film, when were you planning on shooting this film?
We started last April.
You started already, Mr. And when do you think you're going to show it to the public?
Well, I don't really know if the public's ready for this kind of film yet.
How come? I think the public is ready. I think more people should be aware of this kind of sex stuff. Because I love it, I'm a fan of it myself.
Yeah, all right, Alan.
Well, so do I, but...
we have a commercial now. Excuse me, we'll be right back with another of my great guests.
Burke, we'll be back.
Well, friends, this is Joe Magnet of the Soundcraft Magnetic Recording Tape Company. Soundcraft, the greatest company of tape recording magnetic stuff in the world. Located on 10th East 52nd Street, New York, 22 New York. The only tape made for the sound recording specialist. And now, back to Alan.
Thank you. That was a message from Soundcraft Tape. And we were just saying goodbye to Mr. Dick Richard, authority on birth control. So anytime we have a blackout, you know where you're going to be. And let's say goodbye, Mr. Dick.
Bye.
Mr. Dick,
goodbye, Mr.
Come back on my show, please.
Oh, yes, my wife, Porky.
Next on my show... On this show, another one of my best friends, an enemy in the streets of London, protesting about the Jewish, the Israel and Arabic war. I'm talking about the only, Herbert Steinberg. Come right in, Mr. Steinberg. Give me a little hand. Come on in.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you Herbert.
Hey, what's that man out there?
I know, I have a...
bagel bending in
here. Hey.
I don't think...
What kind of a juice?
Mr. Herbert, you have Herbert, you have an admirer in this studio. I yelled at him before. Mr.
Locks?
Buffering.
That's me.
He loves the Jewish people. Give him a handshake.
Thank
I wish you could see this, folks. Another hand, for Mr. Steinberg. Another hand for Mr. Steinberg.
Hey, what kind of audience is this, Mr. Burke?
I come here.
I come here.
I want to talk about it.
Jerusalem forever.
Mr. Bird, I come here and I have some
stuff. All right, that's the peanut gallery. You had an audience grasping the peanut gallery. That's stupid.
Mr. Buffer's a very nice man, I must say.
All right, so tell me about the Israel and the Arabic situation there.
Well, these Arabs have no right to come in and say and try to fight us. They can't even keep up with us. We're so more powerful than them.
Up with Syria!
Order is in everything!
Do you think it was right that the Arabs should start this war? I mean, about the water passage there? I mean, do you think it's right, fair?
No.
Speak as an Arab. I know it's hard.
No. There's nothing here. We have every right to that water passage.
That's right.
I thought
you got Mr. Buffer on your side. That four-headed
janitor.
Hey. I'll pull your wig off again.
Easy.
No, you will not. Is there any questions in the studio about the Arab and Israel war here? There's one, a guy with a big buck teeth. Looks like Dracula's grandmother. What is your name and where do you come from?
My name is Hussein Arab and I come from Liverpool, Syria.
And what is your question?
I would like to know what you cheap bagels would do if I threw a penny on the floor right now.
Number one, Mr. Buffer would run after it, I pay that. But what is your question? I know it's an insult, but I answered anyway.
He's already
watch that. There is nothing. We wouldn't do a penny. Who cares about a penny? We're so rich. Did you see there? Did you see that?
Mr. Buffin ran right across the studio and caught this water. Do you think there'll be a ceasefire, Mr. I'll call you Herbert. Nice name. Mr. Stanberg, do you think there'll be a ceasefire?
Well, there must be, because they, Middle East countries, cannot compare with Israel. They cannot get up there.
That's Mr. Buffin. You give me a headache.
Hey, watch the audience. Bear. They have no... Hey, what is this here? I have to compete with him.
No, the audience will keep down.
Keep that man's...
Or they won't get their bottle of birth control pills or 8x10 glossy of Mama Quinn. You will not get that.
I'm invited here, guys.
I want that.
I have to be invited here and be insulted by this idiot looking...
Do you think there'll be a compromise? Do you think there'll be a compromise between the Israel and the Arabs, Mr. Steinberg?
I think that there will be a compromise. Yes, I think that there must.
You
be
think
a compromise.
The Arabs and the Jews will sign a peace treaty and write and sign
oh,
a peace
yes,
treaty?
Yes.
Right.
Hey, watch that man.
we'll get Mr. Buffer after here. Don't worry. I want to call on the audience. I want to see what they have to say about this. Okay. Are you with the cauliflower ear and the buck teeth? Will you step up here? What is your name?
That's Mr. Kraft's my name.
And where do you come from, please?
From 10th East 52nd Street, New York.
Oh, around that area. I know a company, a commercial.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about the Israel and Arabic war?
Well, I don't know. I don't think the United States should get involved in it. I don't think it should happen at all.
Do you, Mr. Steinberg, believe about the United States being involved? Do you think they should be involved?
No, they have no right to be there at all. This is our fight.
Mr. Buffer, I want to ask you the same question. Do you think the United States should stick their big nose in?
Yeah, like everything else. Stick their nose in.
No, I don't agree.
Yeah, I do.
Why don't we get our boys shot up for the Jews?
Hey, watch how you go that word.
Hey,
I doubt it.
Let's not have any fights in the studio. Jewish people are just as equal as the Negro people.
I have a question here, Mr.
What is your name, please?
Mr. Kraft.
And what do you have to say?
And I'd like to know why you think the Jews are going to win when they're down airplanes and tanks and troops. The Arabs outnumber them 2-3 to 1 in everything.
Is that true, Mr. Steinberg?
That's not true. That's a lie.
That is true.
Where are you getting this information
from? The Holy Brinkley.
We have to interrupt two gentlemen, Mr. Steinberg and Mr. Kraft. You may continue, gentlemen.
Now, you said that they're outnumbered. Well, they're not.
They are.
They have more money than anything else. Did you see from that clip in New Jersey in a week they sent $2 million? Those Arabs are making money!
You didn't see it at the 11 o'clock news.
That's
3 million to 1 million. Planes, 27,000 to 2,000.
But we have the brains and the money. We don't have to beg for water.
Water bag.
We don't beg.
Nobody will beg in the studio.
Come on, you can't say that we're gonna lose.
You're outnumbered.
We're not outnumbered.
Listen to the numbers.
It's funny that. All over the world, people say that Israel is going to win. Then I suppose you don't listen to people.
They're outnumbered.
Yeah, I don't care if they're outnumbered. They're going to win. They're going to win.
No.
They're going to win.
I doubt it.
Wait a minute. He can't say that. We're having a nice argument.
I know you are, and it's getting a little late. I have another guest to bring on. You two can talk into the boys' room. You can step into the boys' room, and you may talk about it. Mr. Herbert Steinberg, I'm glad to have you on my show.
Thank you very much.
I want to have you back again after the war has been settled. Okay, thank you, Mr. Steinberg. A little clap for you, Mr. Steinberg. A little clap. They're betting $10 about the war. A little clap for Mr. Steinberg. A little clap.
Thank you very much.
And now my next guest. I met him on a boat heading toward Mexico. He's a movie producer on Sex Symbols. He's the only one, the only, Mr. J.C. Belair. Come on, J.C. Belair. Radiator's leaky. Mr. J.C. Belair, you are a producer of Hollywood Motion Pictures, is that right?
That's correct.
And when did you start producing?
1941.
Just about the time of the war.
About then, yes.
And how many movies have you produced? A round figure number. I mean, don't you can't.
Oh, close to 500.
Close to 500 movies, yeah. And they all were the sexy movies.
Oh, yes.
The sex symbols. Sophia Loren. Sophia Loren. Jay Mansfield.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
I see we have some fans out here.
Pirates, yeah.
And G. Lollobrigida.
Oh, tell me, definitely.
How do you cast your movies? I mean, you get your to the right, the writer gets the movies and all that kind of stuff. And how do you pick these girls? Which one? How do you choose? I mean, would Sophia Loren be the great part for this one? Or will Jay Mansfield be better for this part? How do you cast these actresses?
Well, it depends how our writers write out the script. Like, if you want a real sexy one, then you take, like, Gina Lollobrigida.
Yes, that's my girl.
Or if you want,
thank you, fans, thank you.
Like, heavy set people, you take Jane Mansfield.
Yeah, it's more heavy.
And it just depends upon the script.
Any questions in the studio? I see there's a man with a big blue eyes, nice black teeth, and a cucumber on his ear. I don't know why. What is your name and where do you come from, please?
My name is Mr. Philco, and I'd like to ask Mr.
Belair. Mr. J.C. Belair.
J.C. Belair. Who is his favorite sex symbol?
Who is your favorite sex symbol besides me?
I doubt
I'm not queer, you know, Alan. Well,
you never know.
There's a lot of new ones coming up. Right now, I guess it would be... Sophie Loren.
That's my girl.
And then there's a promising new one coming up, Raquel Welch.
Ooh.
She appeared in 1 Million BC.
1 Million BC. Now there's a kind
of
idea.
That was one of my produced, and I like that one a lot.
That's very nice, very nice.
What do you think of Jane Mansfield?
What do you think of Jane Mansfield? Yeah. Now something nice.
Yeah. Well,
would you like to have her at home?
For a pillow, yeah.
Oh, I think like my parents
like
more than that.
And,
like a teddy bear at night.
A teddy bear at night.
No.
I'd like
any more questions, Mr. Philco?
No, thank you.
Yes, what is your name and where do you come from?
My name is Mr. Marco, and I come from Hannibal, Missouri.
And what is your question to Mr. J.C. Belair, one of my best friends?
Okay, Mr. Belair, who do you think is built better, or in other words, made better? Jane Mansfield or Sophie Loren?
Who do you think? There might be a tie.
No, I think
I'm built better.
I'll take
no, bro.
I think Sophia Loren, because she's more rounded out. Like, Jane Mansfield is top-heavy, you know? And,
nice top on that heavy.
Well, it's not evenly proportioned. Like, Sophia Loren is more like a masterpiece.
Yes, I think so, too. Oh, there he is. Yes, there's my best friend, Mr. Rubufferin, waving his hand at my face. And what is your question to Mr. Belair?
I'd like to know, Mr. Belair, did you ever fall in love with one of these girls?
Not really fall in love, you know. You fall in love, but not really love like you'd want to marry.
Did you ever, go out on a date with any one of them?
Oh, yes. Usually, like, business luncheons we'll have, and then I take them out for dinner and dancing afterwards, you know, during the night. And, yes, I've had quite a few dates with them.
If you have any of their addresses, will you please see me after the show?
I'm not allowed to give that information out.
Oh.
Oh, he keeps them.
And you will get a bottle of birth control pills and an 8x10 glossy color photo of Mama Quinn, a pinup girl. Yes. Ooh. Those are the prizes for this week's show. So we're going to say goodbye to Mr. J.C. Belair. And we are going to say I hope we're going to see more of your movies. Cast them.
Will,
keep on casting them. You should have all of them in one big movie. Really cool, a real great movie. I hope you have an idea for your next movie. Do you have an idea?
Yes.
You do have an idea. You're going to start shooting soon? Or?
Yeah, it'll be in one of the islands.
Oh, one of the island bitches. I used to play in the movies once. I used to be in the movies once.
Oh, yeah.
What were you, the nanny goat with that beard?
Well, we got to say goodbye to Mr. J.C. Bell. Let's give a little hand. Goodbye, folks. Goodbye, Peanut Gallery. You get your prizes, Mama Quinn, and the bottle of pills. And we'll see you next week, ladies and gentlemen, for more of Alan Burke Show.